Sif Talad. The Mechaber says the one can make Kiddush, he might see others, even though he's not eating with them and he's not drinking with them. As long as for them it's Kiddush Makom Suda, they're having the Suda in the same place where the Kiddush took place or the Kiddush was made for them, it's called they're having Kiddush Makom Suda and it works. Now, in general, if one person wants to drink wine, another person cannot make the Bari Priya Goffin to pout to them unless the person making the Bracha is also drinking, is also being Nana. Here, however, it's different. Since the Bari Priya Goffin is part of the Mitzvah of Kiddush, so just like with all Berachos Mitzvahs, one person can might see a different person with the Bracha. So, and with the Bracha of Kiddush, it's understood, the actual Bracha of Kiddush of Friday night or Yom Tov night, one can might see someone else, similar to Berachos Mitzvahs, etc. The Bari Priya Goffin is part of the Kiddush, and the person who's making Kiddush can make the Bari Priya Goffin together with the Bracha on the Kiddush, and even though he's not drinking, he can might see the person who is going to drink and is going to be Yetzir Kiddush now with the Bari Priya Goffin and the Bracha of Kiddush. Not only that, the Mah takes a step further. Even Kiddush Shabbos day, when the entire Kiddush is the Bracha Bari Priya Goffin, there's no Berachos Mitzvahs, there's no other Nusach HaBracha of Kiddush besides the Bari Priya Goffin itself. That which the Pesukim of Veshamru, Zachar, Sem HaShabbos, Al Kem Berach, is only Minhag of Alma Tzeminig, when the Ikar did the whole Bracha, just the Bari Priya Goffin and the drinking of the wine. Still, the Mah says, the one person can make the Bari Priya Goffin and pat to someone else with Kiddush, the second person will drink the wine and be Yetzir Kiddush, even though the first person is not drinking, he's making the Bari Priya Goffin, it works. This Bari Priya Goffin is more like a mitzvah stick of bracha, not so much like a standard Birchas Hanan. This is the Kiddush over here. This could be taking place where the first person already was Yetzir Kiddush, or the first person making the bracha was not Yetzir Kiddush, but he doesn't want to have Kiddush now, he doesn't want to have Kiddush Malkum Suda now, therefore he can make it to someone else and have the second person who's being Yetzir to drink, and have Kiddush and have Suda. He just makes the bracha to pat them a special exceptional here, because this Berachos Nen is part of a Davar Shur Chayiv, like Kiddush. Mishnah Berurah says, even to might say Katan who's a Gila Chinuch, you could do this. Since they're Gila Chinuch, you're doing the Chanukah and Mitzvahs, you could make the Kiddush, and might see them, and they will drink from it. Mishnah Berurah says, as opposed to the Hamoitzi of making Hamoitzi Alach Mishnah Surah Shabbos, there, if one is not eating now, he cannot make the Hamoitzi and pat someone else is eating, because there it's not the same level of Chayiv. The Chayiv is to have Surah Shabbos, and the Chal of the Hamoitzi Alach Mishnah is part of it. But just Kadeshiyana Mitzvah Shabbos. Mishnah points out that somebody who's fasting on Shabbos because of Tanis Choloim or something like that, they don't have to eat the Suda Shabbos, they don't have to have the Chal. The Chal is a Chetimtsa to have Suda Shabbos, to have Oinig Shabbos. But it's not Hamoitz Lachim La'or, it's not Bracha, it's not a Chiyah for itself. It's not the same level of Chiyah as Kiddush, or as the Bari Priya Goffin of Kiddush, even the Bari Priya Goffin of Shabbos day. Unless somebody's making Kiddush, let's say they make Kiddush Friday night on Chala, because they don't have Yayin. So that Amoitzi is similar to the Bari Priya Goffin of Kiddush. And even somebody's not being Yaitzi now, not eating now, because Amoitzi, somebody else, is being Yaitzi, is eating. So the Kiddush, as well as the Bari Priya Goffin, or the Amoitzi of Kiddush, you can Amoitzi someone else, if you're not eating or drinking. However, the Amoitzi of a Shabbos Suda does not have this special halacha. Then the Shulchan Aruch says that which we said, you can Amoitzi someone else with Kiddush, or the Bari Priya Goffin, even if you're not drinking now, it's only if they are not a Baki, and they cannot make the bracha themselves. However, if they could make the bracha themselves, they have to do it for themselves. The Mishnah Berurah brings, in Mishnah Berurah and in Biralacha, the Pichodesh, argues in this, and says, you can always be made someone else with Kiddush, and brings the Arts Chaim that comes out like that. He says, it's better the Baki, if the person's a Baki, better he should do it himself, but ultimately, for some reason, he's not only by doing it, you could do it for him. An Isha is an Amana who does not know how to make Kiddush for herself. She cannot come into someone else's house to hear Kiddush and then go home to have the Suda, because she's not having Kiddush among the Suda. Rather, either she eat the Suda by the person she's having Kiddush by, or if she's having the Suda at home, someone else should come to her house and make Kiddush for her. Even though they're not eating the Suda, she'll have the Suda there, and she's hearing Kiddush there. She's having Kiddush among the Suda. The person making Kiddush is just being Mitzi here. If she's an Inna Baki, she's not a Baki to make Kiddush herself. For sure, there's Alacha, even if she's a Baki. But my son, we pass, like the Mishnah brings from Bechadish, not like the Machaber, that you can mitzvah even a Baki with Kiddush. Generally, it's better a Baki should do it for themselves, or if it's Lamanos, not only by doing it, you can do it for. But it's important that if the Mekadosh was not Yotzi yet with Kiddush personally, he cannot drink from the Kiddush. He has to give it over to the person who he's been Mekadosh for, and have them drink the Melilugmov, the Revivius, of the Kiddush wine. Because since he was not Yotzi Kiddush yet, he's not allowed to eat or drink at this point. He says he should drink a little bit, he should drink a little bit, that's not good, because now he's having Kiddush Leb Makom Suda. So he's not being Yetzir Kiddush that way. So now it reverts to the regular halacha that he's not allowed to drink before Kiddush. So therefore, the person he's making Kiddush for, they should drink the Kiddush wine, and they'll have the Suda there, and he'll go home and make Kiddush again at home for himself and for his family, and make Kiddush at home and have Kiddush Makom Suda in his own house.